You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on a Sunday morning. I'm Mark Purcell. Joining Thane Maynard this morning is Aaron Wark, president of Rivers Unlimited.
Well, Aaron, good to see you here. We've been together at the zoo, and of course, you're always out on the river, but here we are in the studio. Tell us a bit about your work and the good work of Rivers Unlimited.
Well, we met because I was helping to steward a screening of the Scenic River movie, which is about the Scenic River program in Ohio, the oldest of the Scenic River programs in the nation, predating even the federal program. It's a beautiful movie that I hope every Ohioan sees, produced by Tom Mayer, who was just an innocent Joe canoeist and fisherman. And he decided he would make a documentary movie about the Scenic River program in Ohio based on his own curiosity.
Absolutely, and it is good. And I know it's in different formats for uses by school teachers or outdoor clubs, et cetera. How would folks find that?
On our website or Tom Mayer's website. You can just Google Tom Mayer, or his company is called The Message Shop.
Yeah, well, neat. Now, as we were joking before, a lot of people in our area are quite familiar with the Little Miami River. They might have gone canoeing, they know the bike trail, but not so much other rivers like the Great Miami, as an example.
Yes, the Great Miami does not have nearly the love that the Little Miami does. The Little Miami, being our first scenic river, has attracted a lot of attention for 40 years, and there's been a continuous concerted effort to restore and conserve that. And in fact, now all across the nation, scenic river advocates or watershed lovers in general who are in urban environments look to the Little Miami as an example of what you can do, even in the very highly developed East, with protracted, concerted effort.
You know what I think has been neat, because I live out by the Little Miami, is it's a scenic river. Parts of it are protected, and yet it's also heavily used, both by people in kayaks and canoes, cyclists. Heck, now you can go out and go zip lining. I mean, lots of things draw people to that river.
Yes, absolutely. I think we have about 6 canoe liveries on that river now. An example of a contrast would be, say, the Mad River. Now, it's only 6/10 as long as the Little Miami, but it only has 1 livery. Something about that scenic river aura really draws people.
And that's a good point. It's not just the Little or the Great Miami. The Mad, further north, other key rivers in our area, even down in Kentucky or Indiana. There are a lot of opportunities for people to enjoy these. As well as I know with Rivers Unlimited, sometimes people can help the rivers and cleanups and others. Tell a bit about what you all do and how people can get involved.
Well, one of the things we do a lot of different things around the state, but we have volunteers who want to get their hands wet and make a noticeable, visible difference by the end of the day. And we also have companies who want to get involved, and they have service project needs. An awful lot of companies now have a real feeling of stewardship responsibility. Mm-hmm. 2 that I might mention that are very prominent in the area would be GE Aviation and P&G. Mm-hmm. They really are great. And when their folks retire out of their system, they come looking for volunteer opportunities, a real sense of civic responsibility. Well, these companies get involved in our river cleanups. I just hosted one that had about 40 volunteers from a young professionals group this past weekend on the Great Miami. We did 15 miles, pulled out well over 100 tires. Mm. I'm going to do another one for LexisNexis, which will involve nearly 100 volunteers. Hmm. And we also have a citizens' water quality monitoring program. That's on the Great Miami. We started the first day, we thought we're going to do 20 sampling sites today. Mm-hmm. That was the only day we did 20 because so many people showed up and so many wanted to get involved that it's now grown in a very short time to over 80 sampling sites on
now
the Great
that's
Miami
fantastic.
And major tributaries.
So you're doing water sampling, and what are you looking for?
What we're looking for are biologicals, like indications of farm runoff from livestock, indications of leaking septic systems. So that would be E. coli, Escherichia coli, the bacteria that's found in the gut of all mammals. Mm-hmm. We also look for metals, and we look for agricultural nutrients, phosphorus and nitrogen. Mm-hmm. That phosphorus and nitrogen would be, in a nutshell, the plague of Ohio rivers and streams. It's farm runoff.
Oh, yeah. Now, do you at any of those sites look for macroinvertebrates, which can be a good indicator of the health of the river?
No, we only do chemical sampling at those sites.
Okay. Because I know with kids in the outdoors, I've had as much fun doing that, looking for things like, you know, dragonfly larvae and mayfly larvae. you take urban kids who've never been outside and poked around under rocks, and they think like they're catching monsters, but in fact, it's just a lot of fun.
And once they've done that, they never look back. They're always fascinated by that kind of thing. You just have to show a child once what fun a stream can be, and they come back. Now, I'll give you an example of showing some kids what fun that can be on a scale that might really be sustainable and develop into something. Loveland High School, in person of their environmental science teacher, Tracy Burge, came to us and asked if they could participate in the Adopt-A-Stream program. They wanted to adopt the section of Little Miami from Loveland, right at Mark Bersani's Loveland Canoe and Kayak, down to Lake Isabella for the purposes of doing stream cleanups two or three times a year. So I visited their class, and they were so ambitious and so interested in stewardship that I said, you know, there are layers we could put on top of this, if you're interested. For instance, you could start to do macroinvertebrate sampling at the riffles, because since it's a state scenic river, the scenic river staff has an ongoing macroinvertebrate sampling program, and they're always looking for volunteers to take on new sampling sites. And if you're even interested more than that, we could add something called QHEI analysis. That's where you become trained to look at the river and identify whether it has good wildlife habitat or not. And if you want to go one step further, the Green Acres Foundation operates the Saturday Stream Snapshot, where they do chemical and biological sampling once a month, too. And I said to the kids, if you were to add those layers together and you had this fourfold stewardship that was ongoing from class to class as you cycle out of the school and new kids come in behind you, you would be the world's experts on that section of Little Miami.
Yeah.
And it turns out that phrase resonated with them. I've heard about that over and over, and they've jumped on board. So if we can do this and develop it at Loveland High School, just think how many other high schools might be interested in following suit. And by the way, a separate group of kids decided they wanted to try to re-engineer the school grounds to become a contained watershed. So it can eventually be a zero runoff campus.
That's interesting. Now, you're talking a bit about the diversity of some of our local rivers. We talked about looking at macroinvertebrates, but it's amazing the diversity, much more than most people would think in a river like the Little Miami.
Yes, we're especially known for four groups of animals in the eastern United States, and Ohio is part of that. The evolutionary radiation of four groups, freshwater mussels, amblestomid salamanders, those are the ones that come out in the spring rains at night and they inhabit the vernal pools for a brief period. Otherwise, it's very difficult to find them. Probably the most prominent example would be the spotted salamander. Amblestomids, freshwater mussels, crayfish, and darters are...
Which are small fish.
Well, in general, but guess what? Most of us have eaten darters.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had a walleye?
Sure.
That's the T-Rex of darters.
No kidding. No, I did not know that.
If you were to compare the outline of a walleye and a sauger as well to the outlines of little darters, you'll find that they have all the same features in all the same places.
That's
amazing. Arrangement of fins, same kind of bullet-shaped profile. And where do you find them? In riffles.
Exactly.
Right? Tailwaters of dams.
Sure.
High energy environments.
That's amazing. You know, when I think of a darter, I think of it as the size of my finger. And here's a great big walleye.
Big giant. Yep.
So you mentioned mussels, and we're known for that. How many species live around here?
About 37.
No kidding.
Yes, 37 in the Little Miami. Now, if you went to Europe, or if you went to, say, Nebraska or Montana in this country, you'd only find seven or eight species, even in a big river. And by the way, big rivers always have more diversity than little rivers because they have more habitat varieties. So,
now, that said, I know a bunch of these invertebrates are endangered.
Oh, yes. Mussels are really having a hard time of it because once we arrived, once Europeans arrived and began farming 200 years ago and began developing cities on the riverbanks and in the floodplains, the silt that drifted into these rivers with rain and storm runoff began to cover up the mussels. And, you know, when they make their life plan, they're betting on one location. They can't move around. They're stuck where they start. And if insults come their way and they can't survive them, then they can't move. They can't find another habitat.
So, briefly, because we're headed toward the end, but if you were to talk about rivers and encouraging people, hey, it's still good weather, it's not frozen over yet.
Oh, it's perfect.
What are some opportunities to get out either on the rivers or experiencing them?
Well, we've got cleanups ongoing, so you can always give me a call or go to our website and find out about those. and we can arrange cleanups for groups. Here's an interesting idea. Anybody got a birthday coming up and you're thinking, well, I don't want a standard birthday party? Have a river cleanup. It's going to be a lot of fun, and your friends will always remember that.
And you or somebody from Rivers Unlimited or others would come along to help give some ideas. They wouldn't just be lost on their own.
Oh, absolutely. We provide the boats. We deal with the trash when you're done. All you have to do is show up.
That is great. Well, that's a great idea. I'll come along. We'll bring some people from the zoo. Aaron, thanks for coming in. This was a lot of fun.
Well, it's been fun being in Thane's world for a few minutes. Thanks.
There you go. My guest has been Aaron Rourke, president of the group Rivers Unlimited. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Thane Maynard.